Hey, let's catch up with, well, he's the shining light so far for me for the Adelaide Crows.
Yes.
They're rebuilding after 2.5 years, but he's been wonderful in the Adelaide Crows jumper. He joins us for the second time on the Rush Hour, loves a bit of golf. Jordan Dawson, good afternoon to you.
Hey, lads, thanks for having me.
Yeah, did you play golf with Greg Blewett, who's on a plus one?
No, I haven't.
Oh, what a stupid question to start with.
What do you mean?
We were talking about golf off air. We're going to ask him that at the end. Yeah. And then you've tried to steal our stuff, powder, and you've butchered it.
As I've butchered this interview already.
Yeah. You might as well take a walk.
Jordan, let's just talk about the Adelaide Crows fading out after the last three games. How are you assessing that? And what's Matty Nick's been saying in the team meetings?
Well, I think obviously the GWS and Carlton game was. They were both pretty disappointing, I think, in terms of just our work around the ball and overall contest stuff we lacked a bit. But I think, obviously, Brisbane are a top four side, and, I mean, Carlton are as well. But I think for the majority of that game, we matched them in that area. It was just probably as young side. I don't want to use a young side, but I think that third quarter, just a little lapse, and a good team like that, they'll capitalise on that. And I think for us, it's about minimising, I suppose, the amount of time that we sort of switch off, because obviously it's hard and we know teams are going to come and have their sort of that they'll get that arm wrestle for patches, so it's important to, I suppose, not let that drag on for a quarter like we have been doing.
Yeah, the last 3 weeks, average losing margin 48 points, boys, and St Kilda and Geelong coming up, doesn't get any easier.
No, it doesn't. I think, well, you guys know the comp's pretty tight. The last couple of years, there's sort of no easy games. And I think, I don't know, I don't mind sort of playing those top eight teams just to really assess where you're at. And it's always a good challenge. And I think last week we took a lot of confidence out of our game plan and the way we can go about things. It's just about maintaining it for as long as we can. And the four quarters would be nice, if not, obviously not letting a whole quarter go by where we're sort of not on in that contested footy area, because teams can make you look pretty average if you're not on for that period of time.
Got to look for the positives, of course. Jordan and Jake Soligo back into the side showed a bit.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's one of those young guys that you know straight away you can trust him. He's come on as sort of that wing high half forward, and he knows his role, and he's got a lot of tricks, and he's a classy player, but he's not sort of out there to try and show off that sort of thing. He just wants to play his role for the team, and he knows exactly what that is. And so in that, we can trust he's just going to come in and do that, which is nice.
A thing that surprised me coming out of your game from the weekend is no one went to Lachie Neale. We spoke all week about it in here, about it had sent a good message to take the number one midfielder basically in the competition down. Was there any chat about that during the week and in planning for Brisbane?
Not really. Obviously, we know he's a class player and he's a Brownlow medalist for a reason. And I think it was more about our mids being on, trying to get on top of them as a whole group. And I don't know, I feel like he's one of those guys that, similar to Cripps, he's pretty heavily inside. And if you can minimise sort of the outside game, he's always going to get his sort of 20 contested possessions, no matter who you put him on him, I think. So, yeah, obviously, I'm not really sure if you, next time we played him, if you try and tag him or not, but he seemed to have a pretty good game, didn't he?
And I noticed, did Berry go to you for a while and try and shut you out? Is that something you're going to probably cop over the next few weeks, seeing you're in pretty good form?
Yeah, he did. In the second half, he did. I'm not too sure about the next few weeks, so I hope not.
That's something to expect.
I suppose you expect that if you go spare behind the ball, you're probably going to get manned up at some stage, so... I suppose it's always a good thing, and I enjoyed the challenge of, you know, having someone go to me. It's a compliment at the end of the day, and it sort of helps us with manipulating our game plan around that as well, which is good. So I think we've sort of seen Lairdy and Keezy and those guys have people run with them, so it's not something we're not used to, I don't think.
Well, it's a compliment. We're talking to Adelaide Crows' Jordan Dawson. Have you stormed into the coach's office, shut the door, sat down, eyeballed him and said, mate, it's time to put me in the midfield full-time 100%. Has that chat happened yet?
No. I am.
Well, Geordie, do it. Come on, mate. We need you in the midfield. The blokes we got in there now, cheapest.
Oh. Well, I think to be honest, like I don't really care where I play.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's wing and even half back and going forward as well. Mm. And I think we've got a lot of young mids coming through. And I think we saw some signs from sort of Jackson Hatley on the weekend, played his best game for the club. And even Sam Berry the week before, he was pretty good. So I know it's probably frustrating watching, but I think the more we can get into those younger guys who are predominantly those inside mids and have shown glimpses.
Yeah.
It's pretty important for the development of the team, I think. All
right. Hey, Indigenous round this week, done anything special or doing anything special in the lead up?
Yeah, I think we haven't done anything yet, but I think tomorrow after training, we're just going to have a chat. I think we've got a couple of guests coming in and chatting to us about the importance of it all. And obviously, we've got a couple of Indigenous lads at the club, so I'm sure they're pretty excited to put the jersey on, which is nice.
Hey, Jordan, just quickly before we let you go, Jar's stuffed the golf question up, but are you getting a regular game in down there at the Bay? It's getting a bit colder now. Bernie's put the clubs away because he doesn't like the...
I'll be in the car park waiting for you, Jordan.
My clubs are in the lake.
You getting a game in?
I haven't really. I haven't sort of played too much since I knocked Bernie off. So
good boy.
Yeah, see,
get him out there again. Probably when the sun comes out, I reckon.
He knew beat me was a once off.
He knew it was a once off.
Yeah, well, if you can collect my clubs off the bottom of the lake,
last time we played, it wasn't pleasant to watch.
Nah.
Well, I reckon it's probably more Texas' fault for that loss, Green. So
imagine being paired up with that galoot.
Those satellite ears.
He's playing with the shadows over your ball. I'm on your team, Tex, you idiot.
Yeah, come on, Tex. Hey, what are you off, Jordan, before I let you go? I normally play with blokes in the single digits.
I'm off 6 at the moment. Trying to sharpen it up. But
good boy.
I haven't played for a couple of weeks.
Ask Charles what he's off.
What are you off, Charles?
38.2.
39.
And he's come 46. Down from 50.
He's just got his handicap. Oh, Jordan. Come in at 46.
Okay, but we're getting there, Jordan.
He wasn't even allowed to play at Glenelg. He said maybe start a public course, come back.
Maybe you should just start at Adelaide Shores and we'll see you.
They don't even want you.
No, the par 3.
Mate, all the best and good luck against St Kilda. You're in ripping form, mate, and we're glad we're back home in Adelaide Crows jumper, and we'll speak again, Jordan.
No, thanks, lads. Appreciate it.
Jordan Dawson.
He's all over you.
Yeah. He'll win the Crows beat.
He's all over you.
Adam Scott started at the North Adelaide par 3.
You want me to start there, do you?
No, we want you to finish there.